This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you fucking Trump! You fucking Trump!
Oh, we did.
Supporting the president.
You ain't supporting Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like, to the bunker.
Not to the bunker. Not to the bunker, but to the parapet to defend the Republic. Not to the bunker, son. We're not in the bunker. We're out front defeating the globalists every day in every way, thanks to our awesome audience that are the second wave of the second American Revolution. We salute you. Okay, it is April 14th, this Palm Sunday, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, we have weekday broadcasts from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can finally announce that after holdups and globalist attempts to stop us, within about a month, we're going to add 3 more hours of broadcast a day. And then hopefully a few months after that, 3 more hours, bringing us to 16 hours a day live, scheduled. And hopefully by the middle of the year, 20 hours a day. By the end of the year, 24 hours a day. But that's why your support and your word of mouth is not just paramount. It is absolutely essential. Like fish need water to live. Humans need oxygen to live. Trees need carbon dioxide. You are the resistance. Okay. Stunningly incredible news. I've got so much to cover that I have 4 guests scheduled, and I'm tempted to cancel them, except they're all super informative. Millie Weaver and others. Caitlin Bennett were at a Bernie Sanders event today when a provocateur running around wearing a red Make America Great Again hat was screaming the N-word. And they're trying to process the video now and get it to us. But that's what's going on. And of course it's a Smollett. Of course it's staged. Remember when Rand Paul was running for the Senate in Kentucky? And we broke this. We used Google searches to do it. They had people in overalls, coveralls. Overalls and coveralls with literal pieces of hay in their mouth and going, I'm not going to even say it or they'll cut out of context and say I said it, but you know, we don't like the such and suches and we don't like the, and I, but Rand Paul's a good KKK man and we're with him. And I remember sitting in there, it was a Don Salazar, and I said, Don's like, this is totally staged. And he showed me another clip in Houston of somebody else pulling a similar thing who was a Democrat. And I said, yeah. Blow up that guy's face, Google searching with a Google search, because you can do that. That'd be the exact image. You just cut the face out, and it'll get it most of the time. Google has face recognition. This was even 6 years ago. And it pulled up that he worked in the other guy's campaign as a senior person. And he's out there going, I'm with the KKK, and I like Rand Paul. And they just did it again at this Bernie rally. They're popping in with that. A huge new caravan rampaged over the Mexican border coming this way. And the Democrats now suddenly say the border crisis is real. But wait, after denying it was happening, denying caravans existed, now it's Trump's fault. Yes, he created it. He did it all. That's right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, some incredible things are happening. Populism, nationalism is coming back to life. Goldman Sachs has had to come up with a rig analysis and admitted that Trump, all the evidence shows, is going to win the election in 2020. Something we already knew, except for one poison lining on that silver cloud. Talk about it in a moment. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, a story's up on drudgereport.com, Goldman Sachs, Trump re-election likely. But before I get back to that, let me mention the other news coming up. What's wrong with this picture right here? If you're a radio listener, stories posted up on InfoWars.com from the LA Times. Putting American flags on police cars sparks backlash in Laguna Beach. Yes, people don't like seeing American flags. And the reason they've got to be brought out is they're demonizing the American flag. The Democratic Party has officially come out and said, many of their leaders, get rid of it. It's a racist, evil symbol. America was never great. It'll never be great. Governor Cuomo of New York. This is their culture. This is the globalist model. Get rid of the country. We'll be getting into that. We're going to also get into one of the biggest stories. And this was all over YouTube and all over the place on Facebook yesterday. It's been taken down. We have a low-res copy of it, but this is already about to air. This is airing on CBS television. Anti-Trump show faces backlash for inciting violence against conservatives, says any Trump supporter is a Nazi and should be physically attacked. That's how the Democrats operate. Jamie White wrote a story about it for InfoWars.com. CBS TV show advocates using political violence and encourages black people to go out and attack white people. And, of course, they are. CBS Minnesota reporting on their successful operation. Man charged with throwing child from third floor balcony at Mall of America. You have to read the police report to find out they're looking at it as a hate crime because of what the man screamed and threw the small white child over the side. Imagine if a white person had thrown a white child five or three floors down, 5 year old. Imagine how insane it would be. It would be a racial attack. But when a black person does it, no, it's not, because the media is pushing this, pushing violence towards Americans on Twitter, period. John Bowne has a powerful report up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I hope you'll get. We're going to be playing that. Russia says New World Order being formed and that the West is going tyrannical and getting rid of free speech and destroying the Renaissance and that people should stand against it. And Putin has come out and said he supports internet freedom. That's right. You cannot make this up. That is coming up. Meanwhile, Reuters, AP, they're all reporting a new Cold War has begun, and the U.S. is encircling Russia with nuclear weapons, and it's very dangerous for world peace. And swallows well with no evidence. In fact, to the contrary, the Mueller report says Trump did nothing and no connections to Russia. The Democrats are totally connected to Russia and China and others. Is saying, no, Trump is a Russian agent and works for them. This man is an anti-American disgrace. Remember when Tucker Carlson last year was defending Rand Paul, who Senator John McCain had called a Russian agent on the floor because he voted against bombing Russian troops in Syria who were pushing ISIS and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra out. Swalwell told Tucker Carlson, well, you work for Putin too. Quote, you work for Putin too. What an outrageous statement. What an incredible statement. When Swalwell is connected to the Democrats that hate America, say they want to get rid of the country, they hate American flags, they hate the Bill of Rights, they hate the military, they hate police, they say the country sucks. My God, all the Democrats are electing is a bunch of crazy Muslim women that want to cut their daughter's genitals off and say that 9/11 people, you know, did something. It's insane. And by the way, people say, oh, that's out of context. No, I watched the whole speech. She gave other speeches that we played here. I'll make a documentary about her, like a short, quick 10-minute one. On all the interviews she did and why she's an Islamic leader in this country, because the radical Islamists are funding her, I've seen her say that Islamic terrorism is something we shouldn't be ashamed of. And that, well, the West does all these bad things, so this is just a form of warfare back. I mean, she's on record, if the president wants to put out some videos on her, her saying these people that did something, and the crowd laughs, that's nothing. This woman defends terror. She hates America. She defends communism in Venezuela. She is a dirtbag, period. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to just settle down for a minute. Let me tell you what else is coming up. By the way, I'd love to have a bunch of brown women getting elected to Congress, like Candace Owens. Smart, honorable, good-looking, savvy, charismatic. Why is it all the patriot brown women are really pretty on top of it? And then you've got all these leftist, weird, crazy-eyed harpies, just like the white women look like crazy demons. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, all a bunch of weird, sick women going against their own design, against families, against children, promoting post-birth abortion. Sounds like the name of a death metal band or a book written by a serial killer. Once you walk up and blow some politician's head off and you say, hey, it's post-birth abortion. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying post-birth abortion is called killing somebody. It's called murder. And we already know it is with a baby. They trick people. They do it. I'm not saying you're guilty if you had an abortion. You got tricked into it. It's the heart that God judges. But now it's post-birth.
We keep the babies comfortable, and we harvest the organs. I'm the Virginia governor, and when I'm not in blackface or a KKK outfit, I want the organs for myself.
Hillary calls it up-to-birth abortion. Even though it's more invasive to kill the baby inside with salts and then chop it up, because they want the organs. They want the organs. So that's coming up today. There's just so much here, ladies and gentlemen, but CBS is running a new TV show about black people going out and fighting these imaginary racist groups that are everywhere. And then everybody knows if you're a conservative, a nationalist, a patriot, you're on the street, F you Nazi, F you Russian agent. So now they're going to segue out of Russia into you're all just Nazis. So the audio and the video of that is coming up. Just outrageous. But the biggest news of all this insane news, we're going to cover it more when we come back, and then we have three informed ladies joining us, Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver, Laura Loomer, on three separate subjects this hour. Then the Jewish conservative Australian who was set up by Comedy Central. They edited tapes together to have him supporting white supremacy. He needs to sue him. He said that he was going to be coming to the United States on a speaking tour to expose the truth. He was banned by the FBI and Homeland Security, saying that he basically wanted to come and kill the other talk show host, Jim Jeffries, because he'd been in special operations in the Israeli Defense Force. Avi will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And again, I wish I would have videotaped Megyn Kelly. She did the same thing to me. She'd take something I said 10 minutes before and edit this totally different question or answer. And he caught him, got like 10 million views. The answer was on Facebook to ban him, Twitter to shadow ban him. And then now Homeland Security, and the FBI. Like we're England now, where they banned Michael Savage and all these other people. Now you get here in LAX and you're going to try to go just simply go on some shows. Go on this show. Go on Dave Rubin's show. Go on Stephen Crowder's show. Probably go on Joe Rogan's show. Joe Rogan's interested in this. And you're just banned. Sorry, you don't get to come here and counter Comedy Central. It's too scary that we added this to create a race war. We're not going to let you. But as I said, the big news is hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, joined U.S.-bound massive caravan, now up to 100,000 people. But wait for it. The Democrats, I have all these clips coming up, now officially say that the border is a crisis and an emergency, but that Trump did it. Bill Maher said it Friday. The Democrats are all saying it. Cory Booker admits releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Meanwhile, they want them released in your town. U.S. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. Because the truth is, they bus them to red cities and to the Midwest and to Texas and to Michigan and to Minnesota and just dump them out to the Islamists.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Remember what Jonathan Gruber said 6 years ago when they were finally getting Obamacare into place? He said, my job was to triple the price of health care and screw everyone so that big banks and insurance companies made money for a decade. Then we would bankrupt health care and bring in single payer, which would then be administered by only three insurance companies, cutting out thousands of others. It's a monopolistic consolidation. Ezekiel Emanuel then went on Fox News, the other major architect, and said, yes, we're planning to bankrupt health care and bring in single payer. But not your grandma's failed socialism, a crony capitalist, fascist, surveillance capitalism using communism. That's right. So, that's what's unfolding right now, is that they hope we don't have any memory. Gruber went on to say, thank God the average American has the memory of a goldfish. Actually, the average American has a great memory about Game of Thrones or the NFL or Major League Baseball or where women want to get their lashes done or, you know, a vacation you went on. When people are focused and pay attention to something, they remember it. But Gruber said, you're too stupid to understand it. So he went on C-SPAN and called you dumb. I probably played the clips 100 times. Should I play them again? You guys just found one of the clips where he said, you're stupid and you have no memory. You want me to play that for you? Imagine the arrogance, the chutzpah, the bravado, the hubris to go on television and be an MIT professor and brag and say, Obama hired me to deceive everyone. They're so stupid. And the PhDs are all clapping because they go to college now to learn how to hurt people. You go to journalism school now to learn how to kill truth and censor. That's what journalists do that have journalist degrees now. They're the priest class. They go out and they destroy unauthorized press. That's the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. That's what they do. And they tell you, you're dumb, and I'm lying to you, and I'm going to F you over, and you're going to beg for it. We're not going to use any lubricant here. We're going to put a sandpaper condom on before we do this. I don't mean to be gross here, but that's what they're doing. That's who they are. And so why do I raise that subject of you having no memory? You do have a memory. This audience has a memory of the Republic, a memory of the future, a memory of what we were building and the Renaissance that they fear. I don't disrespect you. I love you. I want to empower you because if my children are going to have a future, your children need a future. We're in this together, as Benjamin Franklin said. We're going to hang together, hang separate. Hang together. And win or hang by our damn necks. The globalists think humanity's beaten. I know the score. You're not. I sure know I'm not. And I sure know I've been fighting hard. I sure know all I've had is victory, even though sometimes it looks dark because I've got will and God's spirit in my sails. And they know we've got the spirit to set the brush fires that defeats them. So why did I just spend 4 minutes introing what I'm about to say? Because you got a memory. You got a memory. And as soon as I have a bigger crew, and we have a limited 5-6 people in on the weekend, usually on Saturday and Sunday, we have more than that in production on weekdays. As soon as I get here in the morning, I'm going to go in and I'm going to go to my researchers and I'm going to say, I want you to pull me. Don't go too far because it'll take them too long. I'll say, you got an hour. I want 10 clips of MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all of them saying, Trump's crazy. There is no border crisis. The crisis is fake. And there's no caravans. We've got Acosta and we've got Jake Tapper. I mean, right off the top of my head. And I'll sit there. While I'll tell them, get Jake Tapper, get Acosta. I'll give them a few others. Now, obviously, you've all seen it. You have a memory, this audience. Thousands of times. I mean, every time I turn the radio on or TV, it's like, there is no border crisis. There are no caravans. Nothing's happening. George Soros isn't funding it. It's totally made up. Nothing's going on. They've done focus groups now and know that Democrats are totally turning against them and know that millions are pouring in, hundreds of thousands a month that they're catching. People know disease is coming in, smuggled kids. They know it's all mostly military-age men. They see kids being drugged through barbed wire as human shields. Democrats are pissed. People are awake. They know the third world's being brought in, not to help the third world, but to lower us to the third world. So this is footage from a TV viewer from last year. The news is more giant caravans, even bigger, just hit today. There's some of that footage. Hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, join U.S.-bound caravan. And now, Cory Booker and the Democrats and even Bernie Sanders says, illegals are bankrupting our social services and we can't bring more in. So they're at least having to say rhetorically, so is Bill Maher, stop saying that there aren't caravans. Stop saying there isn't a crisis. There is a crisis. You're killing the party. And the Democrats on the show go, no, he's got kids in cages and he's in the KKK and there's no caravan. And Maher looks at her and says, lady, you're killing me. Of course there's caravans. Of course the border's collapsing. People are scared. By the way, that was all over YouTube. They took it all down before we could even grab it. But I've got the transcript of it because there were articles written about it. And if you got it DVR'd on HBO, you saw it. But they're now going, okay, there are caravans. It's a crisis. It's a problem. But remember, they said there wasn't a crisis. There wasn't a problem. And then here's the next piece, though. You're like, Democrat talking points to tell the truth? Oh, yeah, because they're now saying Trump caused the crisis. Type into Google, you know, the big NSA spy on you search engine. Type in Trump caused border crisis. Thousands of articles the last 3 days. So remember, if you have a memory, you're like, wait a minute. You said there wasn't a crisis. There wasn't a caravan. It wasn't existing. It wasn't going on. Now, within the space of 2 weeks, you go, there is a crisis, there are caravans, and it's Trump. Trump did it. Are you not insulted by that type of behavior? We're going to go out to break here. When we come back, I'm going to play the Cory Booker and all the rest of it. If you're a TV viewer, you're seeing all of this. But Cory Booker admits releasing migrants into sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Reuters, U.S. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. They're saying because he cut funding to Central America, it's making it worse. He just did that last week. These caravans are already here. He's been giving them money, billions, and they haven't fixed it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting another result. So they think you're an idiot. They think you have no memory. They think you're stupid. And you know what? I put all my chips that you're not stupid. I put all my chips on the line that you're not dumb and you want freedom like I did. I'm betting on you. Are you betting on me? And judging by the response, I know you are. We are unstoppable if we just press the attack. Ah!
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Almost every time I go to the grocery store or the mall or I'm on the hiking bike trail, people stop me and they go, man, I used to love it when you were on YouTube or iTunes or Facebook. I used to watch your show every day. I used to be subscribed, and then they deleted it all, so I couldn't even, you know, go to you. How are you doing now that you're off air? And these are smart people that tune in. I always look at them. And I say, we're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. It's like DrudgeReport.com is bigger than all other sites out there. Not just news. It's the second largest site in the world. It's the biggest news site in the world. And I guess people would ask Matt Drudge if Matt Drudge wanted to start a daily 30-minute video vlog. But people say, oh, Matt, you've got the biggest website in the world for news. Do you have a show? I mean, InfoWars has millions of visitors. InfoWars, NewsWars, millions every day. We have millions of people watch the videos, listen to the streams. And then I read Vanity Fair last week and the London Guardian just last week. Thank God Jones is off air. I guess people believe that crap. We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 TV stations, cable stations, and expanding. It's actually more than that. We're getting like mainline big TV stations to pick us up in major cities. And the people watching know we're on, but there's this idea that if you're not on YouTube, Google, or Facebook, or Twitter, you don't exist. I routinely trend number one on Twitter, even though I'm banned from Twitter. And it's not about me sitting here and bitching and complaining about that. Or trying to say, oh, I'm still big, even on all those things. It's that imagine the idea that we only think we exist if we're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or being promoted by Google. Of course it's all gamed. Of course it's incredibly corrupt. Of course they're censoring everybody. And so the answer is build our own systems like we've done. We knew this was coming. The listeners listening, they're like, people don't know. They go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Paul Watson's great site. He's launched Summit.News. The answer is what Matt Drudge has said for 15 years, what he said in here 3 years ago in this studio. He's only done one interview since then. There's like one interview every 2 years. I'm very honored to have his last big interview. His other was like a little 15-minute thing on a radio show. He came here right there in the dark with a mobile mic and talked for 45 minutes, and it was all like prophecy. It all came true. About the censorship, the purge, he says, how many sunsets will you see? You know, how many moonrises? And here we are now, ladies and gentlemen. And he said, just a decade ago, most of the web was independent sites. You surfed different places, saw different designs, different people, different things. Now everything is kept on the cloud here or there. And it's all four or five big sites, and then they control what you do, and they watch what you do, and they sell your data. Just came out last week that Amazon's Alexa has real people listening to you on it. Of course it does. And all those systems do that. You know the power of being able to have bugs inside people's houses to know their secrets and to sell the marketing data? I mean, billionaires and rich people that are dumb enough to actually have AI systems in their houses with keywords alerts people. I mean, if someone's a successful talk show host or a movie star and you're dumb enough to put a Google Assistant or Amazon Alexa in your house, you've probably got 5-10 people full-time listening and watching and tracking you because you're an interesting and important person, and what you think and trends you're involved in and what movies you're going to make or what you're going to do is incredibly valuable. See, you have locks on your doors, not that you're hiding something, not that you've done something wrong, but because people might want to break in and take what you've got. You don't put a fence in your backyard because your children are bad. You do it because there's a highway right there, and your five-year-old might climb the fence trying to catch a ball and get run over and killed. You don't put seatbelts on because you're a bad person. You do it so if somebody hits you, you don't die, or at least as easily. Now, as Joseph Goebbels said, you have nothing to fear if you have nothing to hide. Yeah, right. And then they use this, criminals use this to control you. People put on Facebook where they go, where they live, what they do, when they're going out of town, and they get robbed off that information. And all the geolocating. I used to do voice memos on my phone to the crew all the time, and now I notice they have geolocating on that. It'll say whatever address I'm at when I do it, unless I block that. And it turns out even if I turn that off, it's still not blocking it. Because where you go and what you do and tracking what you do and knowing who you are is valuable. They're robbing you. They're stealing from you. They're learning who you are to sell it and use it against you. You know, husband and wives a lot of times break up because the husband or the wife is paranoid of the other person and asking, where'd you go today? What'd you do? Why do you smell like perfume? How dare you get into my personal life? How dare you try to run my life? But there's foreign corporations and Chi-Com-run corporations and Silicon Valley that hate your guts and are ravenous criminals who are tracking every facet of your life in lifetime. And you better believe recording you when you're jerking off or having sex with your wife and tracking everything you do and putting it up into big AI databases. I learned a long time ago, before it was ever in the news, that they were doing all this, and I warned people. And then a decade later, Comey, covering up the camera on his laptop, Zuckerberg, people on his way, he's covering up his laptop. Reporters ask, why'd he cover that? Oh, well, hackers can get in and watch me. Exactly. It's a backdoor for Google and Facebook and Twitter, for them. But they know other people, other criminals, can use that backdoor so they don't leave their backdoor open. But they don't want you to know it's open. And so because I'm up here talking about their secrets and what they've done and what horrible predators they are, they want to shut me up. Because just like Jonathan Gruber said, you're a bunch of dumb idiots that don't have a memory or slaves. But I don't think you are. What does Zuckerberg say? Our users trust us, dumb Fs. He sees you as a sheep to be eaten by a wolf because he's a wolf. He doesn't see you as somebody to marry and have kids with or have a future or star bases or explore the universe or black holes or other dimensions. He doesn't see you as kindred spirits. He sees you as food because he's a psychotic. He can't be helped. None of them can be reasoned with. They're predators. They built this giant criminal system that has testicles the size of the planet to do this. And it's just raping all the data, feeding it into AI to learn how to manipulate people for global domination, for the global government. And then I've got to sit here and explain this to people, that all the smartphones, all the technology are designed to ruin your life and control you and make you depressed. Even Facebook and Twitter and executives have gone public and said we designed it to prey on you and make you dumb and make you depressed and get deeper into a hole. So you go to some leftist event and they all look like unhealthy, scared, crazy people because they're the followers that are the weakest that fell to the enemy. They're not even the enemy, even though I get mad at them when they're screaming, we're going to kill you. I should feel sorry for them because these are the weakest people that fell to the controls. These are the people we must desperately help that are alone and their mental illness all by themselves being fed on by big tech and the psychiatrists that created this giant assault system. Laura Loomer's got a big announcement she's about to make here exclusively, straight ahead, and then so much more. InfoWars.com. Pro-human to the end. Tomorrow's news. Ta-da.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To God, it's Alex Jones.
Avi Yemeni is an Australian, very popular, and Comedy Central trying to set him up with edited video to say that he's basically a Nazi when he's Jewish. And so he put the video out, and 10 million views, you name it. Well, he was going to come to the U.S. to do a big media tour to expose Comedy Central's lies. Homeland Security, the FBI stopped him. Basically arrested him, threw him out of the country. He's joining us coming up. And then I'm going to play the new CBS TV show trailer where they say go out and physically attack Trump supporters. Anti-Trump show faces backlash for inciting violence against conservatives. That's up on InfoWars.com. But joining us right now is Laura Loomer, who, for women out there, I'm the most banned man in the world. She is the most banned woman, banned off everything now, basically, except her own site, which, again, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, she'll give you her site with all the audio, all the video. You go there. That's how you do it. And realize that, again, just a month or so ago, she went out to Nancy Pelosi's house. She actually picked up nice illegal aliens. She said they're nice people on average. Took them there in a bus to say that she wanted them to go and live on her property at her vineyard. They arrested all of them. So she faces court. We'll get to that. But she's got a big announcement as she strikes back that I'm fully behind. But look at these headlines. Obama's DHS head, border problem is a crisis by any measure. That was 2 weeks ago. Hostile and aggressive migrants break through border into southern Mexico, join U.S.-bound caravan. The video's up on Infowars.com. This happened yesterday. Biggest caravan yet. This is just crazy. Cory Booker admits releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Because the Democrats bust them to Democrat strongholds in red areas. And they make conservatives pay for it. That's Minnesota used to be conservative, Nebraska, other areas. They're doing it to Texas. This is how they're turning this blue. House Democrats blame Trump for worsening border crisis. And Bill Maher had guest on now saying, okay, there is a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. Laura Loomer, thanks for joining us. This is just getting incredible. They think we don't have a memory.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Yeah, it's incredible, but I think it's even more incredible just to see the media's war on the American people, because they're acting as if this is something new. President Trump and his administration announced that they're thinking of releasing illegal aliens into sanctuary cities because the Democrats have said everybody is welcome here. Well, as you know, back in January, so literally to the date, 3 months ago, I drove to California, I drove to Mexico, I picked up some illegal aliens from the Home Depot, and I put them on Nancy Pelosi's lawn at her multi-million-dollar mansion. And you know, because we gave you the exclusive feed and live-streamed it, and millions of people saw it, and it was the number one trending story on Twitter, even though both you and myself are both banned from Twitter. And what I find to be really interesting about this is how they're acting as if this is new information. And what I find to be very interesting is how there is total denial on behalf of the mainstream media, whether it be Fox News, CNN, and even other conservatives who claim to be on our side, to recognize that this has already been done. We already know what would happen if you put illegal aliens in the sanctuary cities or on the property of people like Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom. You know, Ben Berkwam and I, we put illegals on Nancy's lawn. And then 2 weeks later, we went to her nephew's home, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and we set up a sanctuary state fair on his lawn at the California governor's mansion. And we were arrested. We weren't arrested at Nancy Pelosi's place. And I wanted to prove to the American people that
I should have been clear. You got arrested at the governor's mansion. So illegal aliens can literally camp out in your backyard if they want. But if you do it to the actual Democrats calling them in. So how big a victory is it, though, that they have to now admit it is a crisis and don't bring them to our sanctuary cities? That is huge.
Well, I think it's perfect, and the timing couldn't be better, because as you know, last week I was in California for court, and I had to go to court in Sacramento because Gavin Newsom pressed charges against me for trespassing. Can you believe it? So it's not trespassing for illegal aliens to come across our border illegally, but it's trespassing if Laura Loomer and Ben Berkwam put on a poncho and a sombrero and start dancing around and you know, like bring some poop needles. That's what we did. We put poop and needles on the governor's lawn.
That's right. If you throw rocks and feces at Border Patrol and physically attack them, you get let go into the U.S. But if you just go make a joke in sombreros, the governor's mansion in the yard, you go to jail.
Yeah, and so luckily the charges are going to be dismissed. I actually have to go back to California. They're making me go on Mother's Day weekend to take a life skills course for 6 hours. So I guess I have to learn how to be a better human being for 6 hours in California. So that should be really interesting. But can you believe the DA told the attorney that Gavin Newsom was trying to push for me and Ben to be put in jail for 15 days and to get 3 years of probation and a permanent trespass notice and restraining order from the governor's mansion so that we could never return. But you never see anything like that happening to illegal aliens. So,
Yeah, there's no restraining orders for people that have been deported 5, 6, 7 times and raped women, robbed banks. They just let them back in. And if one of them shoots a woman in the back in San Francisco, the liberal jury says, let them go. Killing a white woman's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, that's what's happening. And it's a crisis. And I find it to be hilarious because now I know for a fact that Donald Trump and his administration are watching Loomer's videos.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's pretty evident. This was my idea.
He's been tweeting them and stuff. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's very exciting. I mean, I hope that they will actually tweet the video as opposed to just mentioning the idea. But this was my idea that I came up with and I implemented on my own, of course, at Casa de Nancy and Casa de Gavin. And it goes to show you that that's why we are being banned. That's why they're trying to silence me and you.
Because we're effective and we're taking action. And,
we're very effective. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And, you know, this last week, the Democrats launched a full-blown assault against me to get me banned on Facebook and Instagram because I spoke truth about Ilhan Omar and I spoke truth about...
Yeah, that's a big national story. Get Laura Loomer and Alex Jones off Instagram. They go, they're not allowed to have any place. We want to have them off air so we can lie about them. There's been a big push to get you and I off Instagram for actually 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so Media Matters has been really pushing to ban me and you, falsely accusing us of being white nationalists. And it's just
if they ever went to a white nationalist website, we're like public enemy number one. Notice the white nationalists never talk bad about the left, though. No. It's all just us that's actually defending the country because they're a bunch of leftist-funded criminals. I'm telling you, the Southern Poverty Law Center runs those sites.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking a lot to myself, and I know that their goal is to eradicate me so that I'm completely gone, so that someday when people type in Laura Loomer, nothing shows up and it says no results found.
Laura, since they banned you, you've only gotten more powerful, in my view. You've only gotten more aggressive.
Yeah, well, they're not going to stop me, and because they're launching such a vicious attack against me, they've actually triggered me to go another step further. And as you know, in this country, the FEC has ruled that it is against the law for social media companies to ban people who run for office.
So here's the big announcement. Drum roll, please. Dun, 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 dun. Go ahead.
So I am announcing this on your show exclusively today, but I have been seriously exploring a congressional run in 2020. And I may be announcing a run for Congress for the year of 2020, of course, in the next week or two, because I'm really sick and tired of what is happening in this country. And just to see these whack job leftists and jihadists trying to overthrow our government and push Sharia law in the halls of Congress and implement communism, making light of 9/11, defending members of ISIS, making fun of veterans who risk their life for our country. Something needs to be done about this.
And you're running for Congress. This is incredibly exciting. We'll come back and talk more about it on the side. But where are you running? How do we support you? Because if America's electing people that say people did something on 9/11, America sucks, it's horrible, Venezuela's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to get people like you or other great, you know, brains. I mean, Candace Owens should run for Congress.
Yeah, well, it's not an official announcement yet, but I am exploring a run for Congress in the state of Florida.
And so there we go. State of Florida, I'm very excited. When are we going to get the official announcement? Laura Loomer running for Congress. Boom.
And probably in about a week or two. I've been having meetings with people, speaking with experts in the field, trying to find a campaign manager and, figuring out how I would raise money because, you know, the establishment, GOP, and the left is going to attack me because I truly am a voice for the American people. But if I do decide to run, and it really is heading in that direction, there's a very good chance that I am going to be running for office. I will be making the announcement in the next week or two.
All right, but because I was authorized to make that exclusive announcement that you are exploring a run for Congress. You're going to do it. You just haven't finalized it.
Yes.
I want to come back with Laura Loomer, who I keep inviting to Austin to co-host a show with me off and on for a week or so. I want to invite you to come join us. Regardless, come back tomorrow for more. But another side, come back for 5 more minutes. But Avenatti, all these other globalists, Obama's chief counsel just got indicted. I mean, Trump is really starting to take action. This is exciting. But when will he take action on censorship? Hour number two, minutes away. Spread the word.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.